like the divine who hovered over the dark waters of the cosmos in Genesis 1 and declared that light would greet it. Mother Mary offers her light from her flesh and her depths to challenge the chaos of humanity's existence. In the agony of that dark night and in the material and spiritual realm, and not to mention the liminal space in between, Mother Mary, Miriam, gave birth to the fulfillment of our freedom, our liberation made manifest. And this is unspeakable joy. Dear scribbler and speaker, I'm Andrea Mohawk Mama, and I'll be your pastor and your guide for this episode of Mohawk Mama Soul. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to Mohawk Mama Soul. This podcast is especially, essentially for the writing soul. We don't focus on the writing craft. There are plenty of podcasts for that. But here, you are the focus. Your own personhood, not just what you produce. So let's go ahead and get started. There's a story that is unfolding. Pay attention to the chapters, to the pages, to the ink, to the writ of the story that the beloved is helping you pen as a co-author. If this is your first time, I want to welcome you in to this Soul Care Campfire and let you know that you are right at home. You are in a place where you already belong. You have nothing to prove, girl. And here's what I want to make sure we do first and foremost. I want us to get our headphones on. I tend to speak low. That's just typically what I do. But it might be easier to hear me if you have your headphones on. But it also can become a sanctuary for you where you kind of put everything else, the noise, to the side. Grab your journaling guide for this Soul Care Classroom. If you haven't already gone and downloaded and printed it out, you can either pause and do that now or do it later. But everything that we're going to do is going to be following along with that guide. What we do here is notice, nurture, and embody soul care in a culture of scarcity, noise, and frenzy. And so that is what you're welcomed into. And anything that we are talking about will always come back to three foundational things that you notice in order to nurture, in order to embody, even more earnestly and intentionally. Today, on December 15th, 2021, on our Advent calendar, we're looking at the unspeakable joy aspect of utterance. Unspeakable joy of utterance is to invite us to be unsophisticated, if we have to be, in how we divinely voice from these earthen vessels. So let's lean in a little bit and ponder. Unspeakable joy does not nod and acknowledge the Spirit of God in the body of a woman, Mary, Miriam. Unspeakable joy is outrageously unsophisticated and letting it all hang out. Because when you consider the cosmic purpose and the beloved Mother Mary, Miriam, her body and the Spirit of God, and what was brought forth cannot be denied for its impact on history, its impact in our lives. This is unspeakable joy when we include the Spirit of God communing with and in a body of a woman to bring a Messiah. It is a joy that is an emotion and the fruit of the Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, the feminine presence of God, Ruach HaKodesh, a feminine noun in the Hebrew that gives us insight in how God moves in a way where there is a nurturing, mothering, parental delight that rejoices whether in pleasures or in pain. Because the joy is rooted in an eternal, cosmic, absolutely majestic God. And where it is rooted, it will bear fruit. And so we do get to look at how unspeakable joy shows up within the interior parts of our lives and its exterior expression. And often we have reduced joy to some kind of embodiment of just feeling great and exuberant. There's much more to joy than just the feeling. There's the fruit that comes from where joy is rooted. If your joy and my joy is rooted in the strength of the Lord, of Adonai, then no matter what is circumstantially happening, the root system is in place. A healthy root system is in place. And in season, the fruit bears. But don't look for the fruit in a season that it's not supposed to bear. If you're in the dormant, resting season of winter, figuratively or literally, why are you looking for fruit? This is a time of rest. This is a time of inward cocooning. There's still bountifulness in that dormancy, but it just looks different. And I say, let's let joy be free to be whatever joy needs to be and not feel bad about it one bit. So whether joy does look like going and being within the context of relationships where you are laughing, do that. Whether it is about being still and pondering loss, do that. But let joy have its way to take up space however unspeakable joy desires to and is designed to. Let's let joy shape us in ways that are unimaginable. Let it align us to a God of love. And so as we continue to journey toward December 25th and beyond, may we rest assured that our joy lives because we have a living God who gives us a living hope and a living peace, a living joy, a living love. All right. Breathe. Exhale. Release. Inhale and gather. Let us consider this about Mama Mary, Mama Miriam, because she would have prayed, like other faithful daughters, awaiting a Messiah. She would have prayed throughout her youth for the coming of that Messiah. And when she was a young girl, we're talking about a teen, she discovered that she was part of Elohim's, God's answer to that prayer, but in a way that would far have exceeded any faithful daughter of the Most High. So not only would this young girl, not only would she be the Messiah's mother, but her son would also be God. Thank you for joining me. Shalom. And don't forget to screenshot this podcast episode and share it freely. And please do me a favor and go and review the podcast and share with the world what difference it is making in your life.
Share my mom's podcast with your friends.
Jesus is always with your heart and he loves you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you still here? Because I have a bonus for you. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors. Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55, the song, the poem of Mary, otherwise known as the Magnificat. Ashe and Amen. This Soul Care podcast serves to awaken writers and oracles, I like to call us scribblers and speakers, into a rest that elevates holy embodiment. This sanctuary that I speak of has so many facets to it.